Blog Talk Radio.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
What?
My name is...
Dr. Dre.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Robert Ford.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
Oh, ho, ho. Yeah, I like
America.
The
woo. Yeah, it's like Ric Flair. Oh, I gotta move. July the 6th, fireworks. Welcome, of course, to America Talking Sports with the 12th Man. Yeah. Today is Wednesday. Nice little night here, and I gotta start this off and always welcome everyone to Talking Sports with the 12th Man. I'm your host, Andre. And before we throw this out, I want to say a special shout out to my co-host, Mr. Robert Ford, on his birthday. I know it's kind of past, but a happy birthday, Rob. Hope it was fun, sir. Did you have a good time,
sir?
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, man. Turned 19 years old, feels young as ever. And, man, you know, life is still good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know we were divided by two now.
Oh, yeah, man, come on, man.
He stopped turning back 19, JQ, so he can get, like, a contract or something for an NBA or something like that. But it's all good,
man. Hey, man.
There's still hope for me.
All right, we're working on that time.
Appreciate
there,
the
Rob.
Birthday love, fellas. Thanks a lot.
That's what it's all about, man. So hope you had a good time, man. And like I said, a lot of fireworks on them. JQ, how you feel this evening, sir?
Man, I am good. I am ready to talk with y'all about this craziness, and I'm trying to contain myself to actually go to work and be productive tomorrow because I'm only 2 days away from getting on that plane and heading to the West Coast. So
wow.
Ready to go.
All right. Okay. All right, take some pictures, man. We'll talk about that as well, too. So we got a lot of things.
Don't forget, parasailing.
Hey, man, I'm not talking what you're talking about. I'm not on the ground. Terra firma.
Got to go to the gas lamp district.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to go to the gas lamp district. Got to go to La Jolla Beach.
Hey, I'm going
to go eat at Roy's.
I'm doing all of that.
You have to go eat at Roy's.
Okay.
Yeah, Roy's.
I'll put that on the list. That's
what
I want to know about. I'll put that there.
Yeah.
Like Hawaiian restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is Dre and I both can vouch for it.
Okay.
Yeah, great food there,
I'll put that on the list.
There it is. Mm-hmm. All right, really quickly, let me throw out the numbers if you want to reach out to your boys. That number is always 424-243-9519. We are on Twitter. If you go to the number at 12. THMAN Sports, so I get myself together. And then finally, we're on Facebook. You go to facebook.com/12thmansports. Or if you actually type in Talking Sports with 12th Man, you will find this as well. So, gentlemen, a lot of things that have been happening. Some fireworks here on Monday. Something about Johnny Manziel. No. Kevin Durant?
Come on, man.
Everything.
Johnny
Manziel.
You and Manziel and you and Tim Tebow, man. You just got to bring your name up.
Shout out to Tebow for saving that lady on that plane, too, man. Thanks for bringing it up, Rob. I didn't have to say anything about that, man. So, I'm just appreciate you bringing that up.
Tebow's a great guy. I'll give that. He's definitely a great dude.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have to say anything. No, but gentlemen, let's talk about, right off the list, if you're just now tuning in, there's some breaking news about Dwayne Wade. He has agreed to sign with the Chicago Bulls. So you got a lot of things happening, and obviously I know JQ thinks of that as well, and that there's been a trade with your Lakers, obviously. I know Rob was talking about this as well, as far as some cap space to get to Jose Carter on. So a lot of moving and shaking going on right now. So Rob, you're the birthday boy. I'll start off with you. What do you think about these moves with Dwayne Wade? And it's a lot of different things we can talk about with LeBron James and with Rajon and Jimmy Butler. A lot of things that we can talk about waiting the decision to join the Chicago Bulls, sir.
Well, this was been, he's tinkered with the Chicago Bulls a couple of times in free agency, so now he's finally going home to play with the Bulls. And you form a nice little perimeter team with Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo, Robin Lopez, not great in the middle, can be solid for you. Obviously, you use Joakim Noah, you lose Pau Gasol. That kind of hurts a little bit. But you get a Robin Lopez. You still have Taj Gibson there. And so I think you're going to have a formidable team there in Chicago, not a championship team. So I don't want to get Bulls fans' hopes up too high. But
yeah,
definitely an interesting team. An interesting team to watch with Rondo and Wade in the backcourt. They're definitely going to be better on a perimeter, but they're going to be weaker in the interior. And so that obviously that's still cause for some concern. You know, how can they get a little stronger with their interior game? Robin Lopez is a space-eating guy. Now, Taj Gibson is a great defender, great athlete, can block shots, can rebound. So he'll give you a lot of those hustle kind of aspects. And but Robin Lopez, like I said, is more of just a space eater kind of guy. It's not going to do much for you. Solid, not great. So I still think they're going to be a little weak in the middle. But I think they're definitely back in the playoffs with this roster.
Nice, JQ. The floor is yours.
Yeah, and don't forget about the young guys in Portis and McDermott coming off that bench. They're going to need those guys to take the next step. Losing
Denzel Valentine
Gasol.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Losing the Gasol and the Noah. But, this is just I'm not mad at Dwayne Wade because I don't know if you saw the stat, but he has never been the highest play Heat player on his team. And I just thought that was remarkable given what he means to that franchise. And if you look at it from Dwayne Wade's standpoint, I mean, you've lost Luol Deng. You've lost Joe Johnson. You don't know about Chris Bosh. Yeah, you re-signed Whiteside, but he's going to get that money and be on South Beach. Is he going to still play the same? Only time will tell. So now you're talking about resigning there with acrimony with Pat Riley, not getting what you want. But you're looking at that team with, Goran Dragic and Whiteside as your two and your three because you can't count on Bosh and you lost the other two guys. I mean, even from a basketball standpoint, given how all the money is dried up in other places for Dwayne Wade, that's not a terrible landing spot to go home to that team. And he could vault them into a top four team if you're looking around in the East. I mean, I feel like Washington will take a step back this year. They should. But, and Toronto's there. But, maybe your Hawks would, I don't know. I still think it's wide open for that second, third spot in the East, and he definitely gives Chicago a chance to get into that position. So not only financially, but from just a basketball-wise, what he's leaving in Miami, given what they've lost this offseason, and going to Chicago with what they have now, I think it almost gives him that kind of same Miami team somewhat in Chicago that he was working with. Like Rob said, not a championship contender, but somebody that's also not going to be picking second or third in the draft either. They have a shot at, definitely to get in the playoffs and making a little noise before, of course, they probably get steamrolled by the Cavs.
And also to make room for Dwayne Wade, they traded Mike Dunleavy to the Cavs and also Jose Calderon to the Lakers to make room for the signing of Dwayne Wade. I like the Dunleavy move to the Cavs. When you got guys like James and Kyrie that can get to the paint at ease and having guys that can spot up, shoot the ball on the perimeter, and obviously not the impact that Kevin Durant will have on the Warriors, but I think there's still a good pickup, solid pickup for the Cavs to add another piece to their repertoire as well. And they don't have much cap space, so getting a player like this on a trade exception is a good pickup for the Cavs as well.
Absolutely. It's like getting another Channing Frye. I totally agree with that. That's a nice roster round out for the Cavs, given where they are with their inflexibility, like you just spoke to.
I'm just saying, fellas, I'm burning my Dwayne Wade jersey, man, for if I'm the Heat, man. It's just messed up, man. I can't believe this, man.
Well, that'll be, and there are going to be some Miami Heat fans that feel that way, but for everything that he did for that organization in that city, that would be a sad day for them to really do that. I mean, he won a championship with Shaq. He sold LeBron and Chris Bosh to come to Miami. They won two more titles. He was a major reason for that. And all that he's done for that community and for that organization, I think it would be a sad day if Heat fans are burning his jersey.
That
was a
total joke, man.
Yeah, the financial sacrifice. They should be mad at Pat Riley. They should be really mad at Pat Riley. He's played hardball. He's doing that whole John Elway thing, and it backfired with Wade. Wade called his bluff. And props to Dwayne Wade for saying, I'm not going to keep doing this, and it's time to move on. I mean, sometimes it happens.
Yeah, and the Chris Bosh contract is really obviously obviously they didn't expect the situation to take place with Chris Bosh, but his contract is handcuffing the organization too right now, and so it really hurt them as far as bringing back Dwayne Wade as well.
Yeah, speaking of Albert Shaw's contracts. Yeah, is Allen Houston still getting paid by the Knicks, man? Is that still happening right now?
Oh, yeah, he's got about another 25 years on that, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm curious if that's if he's still getting paid by the Knicks, man.
I think he is.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to look that up. Well, I guess real briefly, we were allowed to talk about LeBron James because clearly he didn't have to take a minimum to recruit because that's not even going to happen. So I don't know if you want to comment on that really briefly. JQ, anything you want to say about that or no?
No, and you know what? What we should have known is as close as they are, and LeBron was like, you know, I'm not recruiting them. At that point, I think we should have started connecting dots back to him to Chicago. Because think about it. He's doing what LeBron just did, right? He's going back home, trying to do something for the Bulls, given what they've gone through with Derrick Rose. And, you know, it's stiffing Pat Riley, too, don't get me wrong. But that whole going home story, it sounds real familiar, right? But it shouldn't surprise us because that's his homeboy, and LeBron just did it, and now Dwayne Wade's doing it. So I think we should have read the tea leaves a little bit more, given their relationship about what was going to happen ultimately between it being really Chicago and Miami, and Chicago because he just got tired of being in that game of chicken with Pat Riley. So, like I said, kudos to Dwayne Wade for getting his money and going back home and giving the Bulls a definite pickup. It's not a championship pickup, but in terms of psyche as a Bulls fan, like, okay, we getting our homeboy back. He's always Chicago. You know, that's what's up. He's got the pedigree. He may have lost a step, but maybe he can teach the young guys. Maybe him being there will get somebody next year to come. You know, you can still sell your fans on that piece of it. So I like it for both of them. I think it's a win-win. Pat Riley, to me, is the big loser in this situation. Huge. He's overpaying Whiteside, and he gave that contract to Bosch that we criticized last year when he gave it to him. Now it's hamstringing for keeping Dwayne Wade. So you've overpaid, you know, two big men, and you lost the face of the franchise. That's a humongous loss for Pat Riley.
Anything else you want to say about that, Rob?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, I agree with everything that JQ just said there as well. And, you know, the LeBron James situation here, I think he's, you know, got to the point where he realizes most of their team are going to be back. So there's really no reason for him to, you know, take a pay cut. And you can make a case here when you look at this Cavaliers team that you can start including Tristan Thompson as that fourth All-Star. When you watch the way he played in the playoffs, I mean, this guy was getting 15 points, 16 rebounds in a lot of nights. He's been able to jump out and switch on guards on the perimeter, which is unbelievable for his size. And so he gets it done, you know, defensively. He gets a lot of scrap points offensively. And I think LeBron James is comfortable with that roster, and he realizes right now they probably just need a few more role players to help them improve that bench. If you watch that NBA Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers were playing with about seven guys. They weren't very deep, but it was very smart by Tyronn Lue, because if you realize those first two games, Golden State was killing Cleveland's bench.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyronn Lue realized, he said, hey, we got 2-3 nights break in between games in here in the NBA Finals now. So he shortened his bench, gave these guys more rest in between games, of course, and that helped him to come back and win that series. And so that's basically what they're looking for right now. They need a few pieces like these Mike Dunleavy kind of guys to come in and help their team. If they can find one or two more role players that can help them, they're still going to be a strong contender, not only for the East, but for NBA title as well. And getting back to the Chicago Bulls, this team did not make the playoffs last year with Derrick Rose, with Butler, Pau Gasol, and Noel. Obviously, they had some injuries. And even just about a week or so ago, you figured this was going to be a lottery team again with Rose leaving, with Noel leaving, and with Gasol leaving. Now, all of a sudden, they get Rondo and they get Dwayne Wade. And now you get this team that I think is better than they were last year. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yep. Good call. let's keep it going, gentlemen, as we got about 15 minutes right at the halfway point. And there was a pretty big story that happened. What was that? Yeah, Kevin Durant. Just took all of our 4th of July. You talk about just a brilliant PR move. And I know I was kind of joking about burning that jersey, but, you know, and I'm going to talk about this as well because I think sometimes as fans we can get a little too crazy. And I think sometimes it can go to commentators too because, you know, we're going to talk about Charles Barkley and I guess his comment about Durant trying to cheat his way to a championship. But yet, and so he did the same exact thing, Charles, whenever you were trying to go to Houston, trying to go to Phoenix. But and Stephen A. Smith, a lot of vitriol. And I think Kevin Durant is a classy individual. And like you said, at some point, maybe you should try something new. But we'll talk about that more in depth. But let's address this Charles Barkley comment. And JQ, what are your thoughts about this, about Durant trying to, in Charles Barkley's words, get his way to cheese way to championship?
Well, for Charles to say it, I feel that way to a point because I want more competition. And I don't necessarily like, you know, leaving the team that you were with, that had the team you're going to down 3-1 to join the already made super team. And you're just throwing them way over the top. But Charles can't say it is the point. Given, like you just spoke to, he forced his way out of Philadelphia to Phoenix, and then he did the same thing to Houston. And he has a quote where he talks about, you know, I'm not great anymore, I'm good, but with Pippen and Olajuwon, we got a chance to win a championship. You did the exact same thing. So you may not like it, but you can't be the one to say it. Even if you feel like that, you've got to hold on to it. But, I mean, I can hold on to the Durant piece. The only thing I can see him leaving is if him and Westbrook, if there was more to it than we really know about, where he was like, you know what, we just have gone as far as we can go. I like him, but me and him can't win the whole thing together. And that was his decision. If that's what he thought, then I'm okay with it. But the leaving, you know, this isn't LeBron leaving Cleveland, you know, when he was leaving Mo Williams as his second best player. That's not the same situation. Leaving Russell Westbrook, and he just traded for Oladipo. So you're not, you know, the cupboard is not bare in Oklahoma City right now by any stretch of the imagination. So a big piece of me feels like he took the easy way out. But if I don't know the backstory of him and Russ, then I kind of have to temper it, you know, with all the vitriol that you get, like you said, from Stephen A. Smith and from Charles Barkley.
Rob Ford.
Well, I'm not a Warriors fan, so obviously I don't like it because it just made their team stronger.
right.
I mean, if there is one concern, yeah, when you look at the Warriors, and I know we have a lot of listeners in the Bay Area, so forgive me, but I'm
watch
just telling you, my, just
yourself.
Telling you the truth. But, but obviously, not being a Warriors fan, I don't like it because it makes their team stronger. But if there's one concern, you have to give up Bogut and you have to give up Festus Ezeli. And I know you signed David West. You know, as a replacement, but to me, you still look a little weak in the interior. And you know, I think Cleveland, the way they dominated on the boards against them on the finals, especially in Game 7 with Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson dominating the boards. So I think that could be a slight concern. Obviously, I would have to put them as the favorite to win the title next year, but it wouldn't surprise me if they don't. But, you know, I don't know where they're going to get some help in the interior from with having to trade Bogut and have to renounce the rights of Festus Ezeli. So that's going to be interesting. Now,
so
Kevin Durant.
Not it for you?
I'm sorry?
I said, is Zaza Pachulia not going to do it for you down low for the Warriors? They signed Zaza Pachulia.
They signed Pachulia too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep, Zaza,
oh,
yep.
Man. I'm going to tell you like my stepdad told me one time, Zaza Pachulia? Who is that?
Right. Yeah. Right, no, agreed.
Yeah.
But Ray Allen trying to get on the team now. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you're adding another perimeter guy. You got a team full of perimeter guys. You're still going to keep Sean Livingston. I think you're going to let the Brazilian blur go. I can't remember his name all of a sudden.
Barbosa.
Yeah, Barbosa, yeah. Yeah, they're going to look like they're going to let him go. But, you know, where are you going to get your interior support from? Peculiar, David West. They're going to get Anderson Barishaw. I'm not sure if he's still on the contract with the team. But they will get eaten alive by Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love if they meet. Now, obviously, Cleveland's going to have trouble guarding all those guys on the perimeter. And when you got talking about Curry, Thompson, and Kevin Durant, I mean, that's serious. That's a serious threesome behind a three-point line. Man, I don't know how you guard that. So that's going to be, I mean, I'm going to say they're the favorite to win it, but it still wouldn't surprise me if they have some trouble, you know, battling in the paint and in the interior. Kevin, getting back to Kevin Durant, though, he was a free agent. He had this right to sign with another team. I don't like it, mainly because I'm not a Warriors fan. I don't want to see them get stronger. But he was a free agent. He honored his contract with OKC. He never asked to be traded. And so, I mean, they fought for this right. So I can't knock him for doing what he thought was best for him in his business decision. I said the same thing with LeBron with the Miami. He honored his contract with Cleveland. He never asked to be traded. And he left as a free agent, which these guys have fought for over time.
Good call. I mean, I'm just going to add a little, you know, because I've got a lot of Warriors fans in the family, man. So we're ecstatic, you know. And like I said, we, because I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
I was going to say we.
It's been fun. Yeah, man. I'm married to one.
Can't say we on a sports talk show.
You talk to me about Dwight Howard, you talk about how great you're running for the Warriors.
I know, it's a whole other conversation. But, you know, it's tripped out because I got to say, honestly, whenever I saw the news, and it's tough because I think no matter what team he went to, fellas, that it still would have been a little more challenging. You know, the Spurs were another contender too. So I wonder if he would have gotten the same type of, you know, vitriol as well. But, I mean, we're just – everything is so fresh. And then, like you said, great points as far as, you know, you may not like it, but, you know, he honored his contract. He made a business decision. We should be talking a lot, really, about David West. That joker keeps, like, going to teams to win. He was at the Spurs last year. He's, okay, and then now he's going to the Warriors, man. You talk about somebody that's hopping from team to team. No one gets – you know, and he, no one's like, you know, giving him any challenges for that.
You know why?
Why?
I can tell you why, though. Because he's taking like $10 million pay cut to do these things. He opted out of $11 million to sign for $1 million with the Spurs. So you can be mad and say, yeah, he's doing that. But at the same time, when you're putting your money where your mouth is and you're taking a $10 million pay cut voluntarily, given what everybody else is making. I mean, Kent Bazemore is making 17 and a half. David West is going to make at least 15. I mean, come on. And he's taking the less to go to try to chase and be a veteran on that team. That's the one guy I can't knock because he's taking less money to do it. Kevin Durant is still getting paid an insane amount of money.
$27 million.
David West is playing for peanuts for what he's worth. Not peanuts for real, but peanuts for what he's worth in the NBA to try to do this. So if you're going to do that and make that decision and monetarily do that, then I can't really be mad at that. I mean, he's taking a whole lot less money.
Hey, and that's the point that Charles Barkley was making as well. He said, guys toward the end of the career, they're trying to win the title, similar to what Karl Malone and Gary Payton did when they signed up with Shaq and Kobe. You know, he doesn't have a problem with that. And, and that's what he was referring to, guys like David West. They're toward the end of their career, and they're just trying to give with the team to help win the title before they retire. So, I mean, you can't knock what David West is doing. But when you look at this Golden State situation here, too, you just eliminated one of your major contenders.
Yep.
And so, not only did you get better, but you just totally eliminated one of your major contenders in the Western Conference from even competing with you. And that is a huge get for the Golden State Warriors. The Spurs did get Gasol. I'm not sure that's going to be enough. They just don't seem to match up well with the Warriors. And, you foremost, if that team is healthy, they are a shoo-in to be right back in the NBA Finals next season because you just totally eliminated your major competitor.
If you want to be honest, they basically did to the West what Cleveland has done to the East, where they're just so far away and better. You can say that San Antonio is better than Toronto, but right now San Antonio is that Toronto in the West, right, where they're like the 2 seed and they might give them a good, you know, couple games where they win a couple in the best of 7, but you know they're not going to really win it. I feel that way about the Spurs with Golden State now, and there's nobody really else that is even in that stratosphere to beat Golden State. So I agree with you. I think in weakening them, they basically made the West just like the East for themselves, where you're just waiting on the end of the trilogy, right? Like, we know this is what it's going to be pretty much. Let's just get to it already. And that's terrible for the NBA. It's horrible for the NBA.
You still got to play the games, though, guys. I mean, like you said, I mean, there's still things. I mean, anything can happen. You know, but it, like you said, it does look like that's a good situation, too. There's been big threes when LeBron and Wade and Bosh did a thing, too. I mean, it's just more star power, honestly. But, you know, like I said, you still got to play the games. There's no guarantees in anything. You know, that's my little two cents on that.
Well,
right,
the only bright thing, only bright side the NBA may get out of this, obviously, it might be another shoe-in that we have the Cavs and the Warriors. But if we have another great finals like we had this past year, then the NBA Finals ratings are going to be through the roof. So, I mean, you would have a third straight year, we have a Cavs and the Warriors finals if this comes into fruition next season. I mean, you're going back to the 80s when you had the Celtics versus Lakers playing against each other every year when everyone was watching those finals because there were two great teams going head-to-head. And so in that regard, the NBA will come out, very good because these NBA Finals ratings would be through the roof, just like they was just this past NBA. But you know, it does mess with your parity. So I can see that from 3 to 30, you know, those two teams would be competitive, but then you just have one or two that stands above the rest. And so I see what you're saying where it can hurt your parity, but the only bright side out of it, the NBA Finals, the ratings will be through the roof.
Real fast, right? The only thing about that is that's a different era where you had to have to do well in order for the NBA to do well. Now, with all the different media markets we have and social media, I don't think it's the same thing. I think you need to have more teams be competitive for that particular piece to work out. Back in those days, I agree, you had to have the New Yorks and the LAs and the Bostons be good because those are the major media markets. But I don't think you have that same factor now. But I still think those ratings will be good, but from the course of the whole season, you're basically going to have to only have like five people play on TNT, on ESPN every night. Like, it's only five or six teams that we're really going to be interested in for those ratings that have driven how the salary cap has jumped. That's why it's jumped, because of the new media deal. But when you keep shrinking down the number of good teams by this happening, I think that hurts that, and it may come back to bite them.
Killing me, Smalls. All right, really quickly, we want to get to, I want to talk about Dwight Howard and all that fun stuff, too. And just talk really briefly, Rob, if you can give me like 15 seconds about Ray Allen really quickly with the Warriors.
Ray Allen to the Warriors?
Yeah.
He's trying to.
Yeah, I would be shocked if he comes back personally. I mean, the guy's been out of the league for 2 years now. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just don't see it happening. And I don't even think the Warriors should even waste their time personally. And, trying to bring Ray Allen out of retirement for 2 years, I think it would be a mistake on their part. I think Ray Allen should just go ahead and hang up his cleats.
I should say 10 seconds because that was longer than that. Yeah, okay, hilarious. Okay, Rob, set us up for the OT portion really quickly. Go ahead.
Well, we still have more NBA to talk, ladies and gentlemen. So, unfortunately, we can't give you our OT portion live, but we still have more NBA coverage. We might even squeeze in a little NFL here in our OT portion. Click on this same link on tomorrow while you're eating breakfast in the morning, while you're taking your shower. Turn it up loud. Listen to us. You know, we got some great information to share with you. You know, follow up with us on Twitter and Facebook. Let us know if you agree with what we're saying or disagree. We don't mind if you disagree with us. That's what makes it entertaining. So definitely give us some feedback. Let us know what you think about what we're saying. Next week, fellas, how do y'all feel about Tuesday night?
I mean, San Diego.
Oh, San Diego,
oh,
All-Star
San Diego.
Night. All right, well, stay tuned to our Facebook and Twitter posts here. We'll let you know what night we're going to be on the air on next week. We'll take a look at that. We'll keep you posted on our Facebook and Twitter accounts for our show on next week. I'm sure we'll still have some trickle-down effects of NBA free agency, and we're still going to be getting into NFL here pretty soon as well. So good night, people.
Good night, people.
The end is yours,
JQ. You said take a shower, man. I thought you were going to say something else. I appreciate all y'all for tuning in and listening to the show. San Diego, I am coming. I am so pumped. It probably has to be later in the week because I don't get back till Wednesday. But again, appreciate you guys tuning in. More callers. Again, that was fun. Please continue to call in and talk to us. Always a blast. Appreciate y'all.
That is what it's about. A lot of love too. And
the crying Michael Jordan faces are out on South Beach.
We just saw that, man. That was awesome. And we are officially into the OT portion. And enjoy San Diego too, JQ. Like I said, man, we've been there before. Fun times. Pretty expensive. That's why most people don't go out there. But to soak it up, eat some good breakfast, man. Have some fun. Catch the waves, man. And, you know, if I get an NBA contract, that's where I'm going to move, you know, for my retirement. So, you know, one day I'm going to the bench, man. Yeah, pocket change, man.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
Yeah. All right.
Oh yeah, that's how the high rollers roll. They go to the MLB All-Star game 2 years in a row. Might even be more than that. How many years in a row you been there?
It's only been these two. But I went to my hometown last year and I stayed at my dad's house and I drove my car, so I cut a lot of expense out doing that. So yeah, don't listen to that high roller talk. I'm balling on the budget over here, so I'm
balling on
the
budget.
High rollers roll.
All right, so we are, as Dre tries to steer us back a little bit here, we've been having fun talking about the Durant situation. And we could literally just put Kevin Durant, talk about that the whole show. We could have been just as good, too, but I'm glad we actually had a chance to squeeze some topics in. Didn't know if you had a chance to watch Ben Simmons. I know that's your favorite player, JQ. But word on the street is the San Francisco want him to play as a true point guard. And I got to say, I was watching the game. I was very impressed with him. I know it's early. But really good court vision. I know he had a little cramp, but I was impressed with his play. And, he may not have to become an amazing scorer. You know, he could – and I'm not saying he's Magic Johnson, but just the fact that he's able to do that and he's got great vision and he seems very smooth in his game, I'm impressed with the young player. So I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit, JQ. I'm going to let you start. I know that's your favorite player here, but I don't know if you had a chance to watch him in any comments on that.
Now, I'm just going off the fact that Buddy didn't make it for the awards. But I haven't watched it. But I read the recaps of it, and he's putting on a good show. But to me, I wonder if for him, and not necessarily Magic Johnson, because Magic Johnson could still score some, but if he's just not a taller, more improved version of an early Rondo. If you remember Rondo when he had the big three in Boston around him, he didn't necessarily have a good jump shot, but he played good defense. He got steals. He rebounded, and he got a lot of assists. And I think that's what you're looking for from Ben Simmons here early, is to fill those lanes. And his defense isn't as good as Rondo's. He's got to work on that. But, you know, that playing that point forward, I know they say point guard, but that point forward where he does what he does, you know, double-doubles and then gets you 6 or 7 assists a game, and sometimes it's going to spike higher, I think that's what you're looking for out of him, and let him feed those other members of the front court that he has as well to get them loose, especially in Okafor, because Okafor is just out there to get buckets. I think that for me, though, I don't get too hyped about it because it's a glorified YMCA game. I mean, he's not playing against the best of the best. So he's doing what he should do as the first pick in the draft and what we thought that he could do anyway, what he did at LSU and what Philadelphia is hoping that he's going to do for them this year and for the years moving forward.
Wow. Rob, I thought he was a point guard, Rob, so, you know, am I a little off? But it's on you, sir. What do you think about that comment, sir?
Well, I think the 76ers, obviously they don't really have a legit point guard on their team. So I think based on their current roster, this is a really good move for them. I think they should let him be the floor general. And the 76ers have a lot of size on their front court. And so if you're playing him at point guard or point forward, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks playing their start, the Greek Freak, at point guard this season. He's 6'11 with some long arms. And toward the end of the season, the Bucks were playing tremendously better. He still missed the playoffs, but they were playing tremendously better with a huge lineup with him playing that point guard. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Philly plays a lot of this. Ben Simmons, I don't know if he's going to be the scorer. I don't know if he's going to be as good a scorer as LeBron James is, but he's going to be a triple-double guy waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
He's going to get double-digit rebounds. He's capable of getting double-digit assists. And he's capable of being that kind of scorer that can get you 17 to 18. I'm not so sure he's that 25, 26, 27-point guy yet. Maybe he's got that potential. But he's definitely got the potential to be a 17, 10, and 10 kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
That
like
was
I
Rondo.
Said, I think it's but Rondo's made a he's made a good path, and like you said too, I think it's perfect for the 76ers because you don't put a lot of pressure. You just say, hey, do your thing. We're not asking you to score 30 points a game. We're asking you to kind of go within the flow. And I think it's kind of a perfect scenario for him too, man. So they got a young team. They can grow. And, you know, kudos to the 76ers for not totally messing up, you know, taking picks and just kind of like flailing. So I think it's a great move, no matter how you spin it too. So that's my two cents. I'm not a Sixers fan, but I'm a Ben Simmons fan. I know it kind of sounds weird, but I'm like, I want the guy to be successful, and I'm not, actually, I was impressed with the game. So there you go. Where are we at? Chris Bosh, you want to talk about that, Robert Lee, briefly about his contract? Anything else you want to say about that, or no? We already talked about
that. Well, we kind of already talked about that.
Yeah.
And say, Rajon Rondo, yeah, same thing. All right, about time. Waited for this. Dwight Howard re-signed with the Hawks. And he says that he is motivated to bring a championship to Atlanta. JQ, what are your thoughts about that?
I laughed out loud. Yeah, come on, man. I laughed. I LOL'd in real life is what happened. Because I said, come on, man. That's not going to happen. That's, you know, that's what I want you to say. So as a Hawks fan, that would make me happy to hear him say that. But if you, like we just talked about earlier in the show, if you look at the landscape of the NBA right now, how do you feel outside of injuries, Atlanta's chances of actually getting a championship, unless somebody opts out after next year and says, you know what, Dwight Howard balled last year, and I feel like he's turned the corner. I can go to Atlanta, I can get, you know, I can get somebody else to come with me, and we can form our team there with him and us two, and we're going to do it. Yeah. No, that's probably not going to happen. And that's what you need to have happen for Atlanta to really be able to win a championship. How the other rosters, we talked about Cleveland, getting out of the East, out of Cleveland for one, and then, oh, yeah, you get to beat LeBron. If you do, then you get Golden State with that crazy force that we just talked about. I just don't see that in the cards for Atlanta, given how everybody has constructed their rosters.
Rob Four.
I hate to tell you, Andre, but I totally agree with JQ on this one. And I tell you what, I think the Hawks actually got worse because I think Al Horford is a better player. And I think Howard, you know, maybe a little bit more of a better athlete. But I think Horford does more for you. And believe it or not, I think he even averaged more block shots. You know, he's getting the rebound. He can step out and hit the 20-footer. Dwight Howard's not going to do that for you. I mean, he's probably still a solid player, 13 points, 10, 11 rebounds a night, still going to get you a double-double. But I personally think Al Horford, he's probably not – doesn't have the big name that Dwight Howard has. But I think he's a better all-around player at this point in their careers than Dwight Howard. So I think the Hawks took a step in the wrong direction with this move. I think the Celtics get better with this Al Horford. They got a young team. They add Al Horford to the mix. They're a team that I think has gotten better. If you look at the Knicks, you know, on paper, it looked like that team has gotten better. And also we just talked about the Chicago Bulls. You know, on paper, you got to say it looked like that team has also gotten better. So I think that's kind of bad news for the Atlanta Hawks.
Let's talk about the Pelicans.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. No, that's...
You know what, but real fast, Ray. Dre, but real fast, to give hope to the Atlanta fans, the one thing the Atlanta fans, I would give them hope to, and just real fast, and Washington, I think, takes a step back forward. They just had a lot of injuries. I like that Wall and Beal backcourt. But for Atlanta, when Dwight Howard was at his best, when he had Stan Van Gundy in a good system where he was surrounded by three-point shooting, where he ran a lot of pick and rolls and he was a rim runner, and he was able – you didn't really necessarily have to feed him in the post, but he was able to get his points and then play good defense to rebound off of it, and he was successful in Orlando. That sounds a lot like what they're trying to do in Atlanta by surrounding him with the three-point shooting that they have and let him play that similar kind of game. I'm not saying it's going to work the same way, so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. Right. But I'm saying if you're looking at it from trying to get a, you know, silver lining from it, I would look at that and say that's when he was at his best, when he was surrounded by three-point shooters and not having a ball-dominant guard on the team. And Atlanta doesn't have that,
yep,
really. So that may help them moving forward.
Gotcha. Yeah, my little diatribe is just, you know, it's pretty interesting. I've been trying to figure out how to address this because you've gone through a gamut of emotions. Because, yeah, you know, I necessarily didn't think that he would sign because I was kind of done with him whenever he signed with Houston back in the day, and I thought it feels like we're getting him later on in his career. But he has said something that no one else has said, that he wanted to bring a championship. No one ever said that. How Al Horford even said that. He's like, oh, well, we want to make the playoffs. No one ever said, like, they're scared of saying the championship. Now, it's a big, lofty goal, and we've talked about the landscape. Yes, there's no way, because everyone got better today. The Bulls got better. You know, the Knicks have gotten better. The Pacers have gotten better. I mean, and you still got the
yep.
Cavs, and there's everything is stacked against the Hawks. So I'm not saying that you expect, you know, that's going to even happen, but I think the fact is that he is motivated, number one. There's a lot of things that we talk about as far as him actually being that traditional center. You know, Al and Paul Millsap are kind of similar as far as playing that four, and we always want to talk about you don't always want to have Horford playing the five, but it is what it is. So, I mean, it's kind of like an open case. We're not sure what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen with Schroeder. I mean, we don't know. Is Bazemore going to be a better player? You know, we don't know that as well, too. So it's kind of that. I mean, and I'm not saying that to say that we're going to, like, compete, but I'm just saying it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with our team. And like I said, it did hurt to lose Horford. But, you know, maybe you're kind of canceling out a little bit more rebounds, a little bit more toughness. You know, who knows from that perspective, too. But I'm just happy that at least he's – and like you said, JQ, yeah, he's saying the right things. No one has said that. He's motivated. We'll see what happens. I realize that he was pretty miserable from what we're finding out in Houston and watching Harden just kind of be so ball dominant like we talked about his before, you know. So hopefully more –
yeah, he was miserable in L.A. too. Stop
whining.
Yeah,
I'm
but
saying,
he had Kobe. That's what I'm saying. He had another ball dominant guard.
He
doesn't need to have a ball dominant guard. That kills him. And Atlanta doesn't have that. Now, he's got to live up to the role of what he said. And I agree with you, Dre. But I'm just saying, if you're looking for the silver lining of when he's at his best, is when he doesn't have a ball-dominant guard. So he's going into that situation.
And I'm not saying like
well,
I said,
yeah,
I'm,
he's
I'm
definitely
just,
the number one guy on the team now.
Well, like I said, you know, we're going into like, hey, you know, I'm not saying we were like, yay. We're like, all right, we'll see what happens. And that's kind of where, you know, most Atlanta fans are. You know, we're like, hey, we hope it works out. It's going to be pretty better. But we have no idea which Dwight Howard we're going to get. So we'll see how that plays out. We got to accept it now from that vantage point. So – that's it.
Sure.
Man, I was hoping to – yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Real quick, we got some breaking trade rumors in talking sports with 12 man. We got some trade rumors that the Sacramento Kings and the Cleveland Cavaliers are discussing a DeMarcus Cousins, Ben McLemore for Kevin Love and Iman Shumpert. So that's a trade that's being discussed. And based on the information coming to the Talking Sports with 12th Man, also the Celtics are discussing the trade with the Kings for DeMarcus Cousins. Not sure what the Celtics are trying to offer in return. But they send the Cavs are offering Kevin Love and Iman Shumpert for Ben McLemore and DeMarcus Cousins. So we'll see what comes into fruition with that, if that comes to play.
I'm going to be like, JQ, we gotta stop these, man. We got to stop this craziness, man. Now I'm starting to get
upset. Oh, my gosh. They would be so ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. That would be ridiculous, bro. That would be so bad. Oh my. You can
that would be really intriguing, you see, in a team with the inside presence that Cleveland would have.
Yes.
Versus the perimeter dominated Golden State Warriors. That would be very intriguing. It'd be, you know, which one will prevail?
This is like video games now, guys. Come on, man. All right.
Yeah.
We have officially made it to the 2-minute mark here. So, Rob, can you go ahead and end the show since we're not going to get a chance to talk about the Broncos or anything like that, too? But shout out to Rio for the Olympics. They're going to be ready, and shout out to the Broncos, too. But go ahead, Rob. Test up for those to wrap up the show here.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for tuning into our show. Next week, once again, we're probably looking at the latter part of the week, either Wednesday or Thursday night. We'll be coming, giving you that information. So just follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll keep you posted of our show for next week. Obviously, we'll have the MLB All-Star Game, NBA Free Agency. We're going to start getting to some predictions here pretty soon of NFL and college football. I know we keep saying it every week, but we just had some big NBA free agency news we have to cover today. So we're going to eventually start rolling around and getting to those predictions for you. So be patient with us. Once again, join us on next week. We appreciate you tuning in. Good night, people.
End the show, Jake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for tuning in. Come to San Diego. We're going to party and get it in. Go ahead, Giraffe. Like we shorted you. Go ahead and say whatever you want to say at the end.
Ha, 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 ha. No, I'm just cracking up, man. You guys, 10 minutes, 5 seconds, it didn't matter. I'm going to have to, like, put stops on you guys. But a lot of love. This is what we do. I'm trying to get it in before the lady gets in because, you know, she's like, you know, we try to, like, squeeze out the last minute. But as for our fans, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening in. Man, like Rob said, crazy week. We'll keep it going. We'll see you guys. Fellas, it's been a pleasure joining.